Mabel Louise, what do you think about Indian summer? Are we? Oh, is that what this
what
is called?
Call it?
I'm not sure, but it's nice.
It is wonderful. Yes. And you know what? They tell us we're going to reach the 70s.
Woohoo.
And that's really wonderful. I'll take it, won't you? Well, every warm day is certainly a bonus from our Lord. And I'm hoping that you have a good day, because I am. I get to share a special verse with you today. It was taught to me as a child. If I should ask you to quote the Golden Rule verse, would you know what it says, and would you be willing to quote it for me? Maybe we can consider this broadcast as a childhood review, at least for me anyway. For certainly this verse is one that should be taught to everyone, but especially to children, so they can grow up thinking this verse. And it was not only lived before me as a child, but also taught verse by verse in chapter 12 of Matthew. And you know what? Stay tuned and let me visit with you about it. The coronavirus has been really a bummer, but you know what? In many ways, it's brought out the good in so many people. Almost every newscast or every day you learn of someone helping someone or planning a big project to help a group of people. Yep, that's what you call loving others, doing good, being kind. Well, Matthew chapter 6 presents a beautiful picture of Jesus. He's sitting surrounded by his disciples and a big crowd of people. He's teaching the Sermon on the Mount. And apparently, they were seated on a hillside. I can just see that, sitting on the tall grass and listening intently to what Jesus had to say. The disciples had just asked him to teach them to pray, and Jesus quoted the model prayer, or the Lord's Prayer. Then he proceeded to teach them other lessons, and he summed it all up by giving them what we call the Golden Rule. So Matthew 7:12 says, "Do for others what you would like them to do for you." Actually, this is a summary of all that is taught in the Law and the Prophets. What I just gave you is from the New Living Translation. The one I memorized and heard my father quote so many times was, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." I'll have to tell you that my father quoted that to our family over and over. We had a neighbor who never bought farming equipment because he always borrowed my dad's, and he would never return it. And when my father would go and get it, it would always be broken or fixed, or held together, I guess is a better way to put it, with baling wire. And my mom would say to him, "Tom, why do you keep loaning to him when you know it will either not be returned or it will be for sure broken?" And then Dad would proceed to quote the Golden Rule every time for all of us. Yes, it was a terrible hardship, because sometimes, guess what? He would have to wait and wait for the neighbor to finish his field before he could use it on his own. And the worst part was the neighbor would laugh and say, all I have to do is borrow from Old Tom. First of all, this man was not a Christian, and Dad wanted to try to win him to the Lord. And then secondly, he wanted to practice, yep, what he taught us, the golden rule. So that was deeply impressed on my heart as a child. It's most interesting that in the present day, you rarely hear that verse quoted. If this was practiced by the world that we live in today, yep, we would have no problems because we would prefer one another. And that's what Jesus did for us on the cross. He preferred us by coming to earth and doing what he could not do, and that is die on the cross so that we could be with him in heaven. He couldn't do that if he stayed in heaven. He was always and is always thinking of us and supplying all of our needs. Don't you think of the beautiful flowers and the big variety of them? How about the birds? This morning I was looking out my office window, and there was a whole flock of robins, and they were having their breakfast. It was so nice to see them with the sun shining and the beautiful trees, the color. All of nature specially designed for us to enjoy. Remember when he offered Adam beautiful garden, precious animals to pet? And then he gave him a wife. Whoa! The Lord thought of everything, didn't he? No wonder he wanted us to practice the golden rule, for he knew that would give us joy in our life. But how many of us remember it? We're looking to a day when that is what we think and what we do. I was thinking about marriage and how it would be so interesting for married couples to make a list of how you would like your husband or your wife to treat you. In other words, what would you like and how would you like to be treated? It would be a good thing if each couple would maybe have a date and they would make a list of something or some things that they would like the husband or the wife to practice. I'm sure that that couple would probably respond by saying, I didn't know you wanted me to do that. Wow. Think of all the wasted time and effort when it could be corrected immediately. Yep, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, the King James Version says, in everything or in all things, whatsoever you would that man should do to you, do you even so to them. A little bit later in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, we find Jesus teaching again, and he was asked by a lawyer, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like to it, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. I believe that this me, myself, and I society needs to have taught children and, of course, practice in family lives. Early in their children's ages with their toys bringing out this very verse as they play together, doing nice things for other children and for other families, For instance, ask the children, if you were sick, would you like to have someone come to see you and bring you some flowers or maybe even a toy or something special? You would? Well, then let's practice the golden rule and do for whoever the person is and be good to them. So many times in the family life, we're so hurtful as we respond to each other. For instance, the wife cooks a new hot dish. She's worked so hard and put it all together and made it special for her husband and the family. She brings it to the table all pretty and hot, and the husband looks at it with a snarl on his face and says, "What on earth is that?" Or here's another illustration. Maybe she gets a new dress, and she puts it on to go to church, and he says to her, "Are you going to wear that?" You see, when we treat others the way we would want to be treated, we are called God's salt. I like that, don't you? I found a little poem that says it so well. Lord, grant me a heart of compassion, so burdened for others' needs, that I will show your kindness in attitudes, words, and deeds. Well, I guess we can close out the broadcast by saying Jesus dying on the cross, crying out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Or maybe even think about Stephen when he was martyred. He said also, "Father, lay not this charge against them." There was no get-even attitude from either of those. And Jesus has told us over and over, "Leave that to me. I'll take care of it." So as I close the broadcast, let me ask and even suggest four things that we can practice with the golden rule. One, knowing it will please the Heavenly Father, you want to do it for sure. Then number two, you will have an exciting life because the Lord promises to bless you. And then people around you will sense that the love of Jesus is flowing through you. You are different. And then last but not least, we're going and doing what Jesus would do in his name, and he assumes the rest of the responsibility. He'll take care of it. He'll follow through. So let me close with this little statement. Someone has said, and I don't know who that someone is, but listen to this. Let's do all the good you can in all the ways you can, for all the people you can, while you can. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Mabel Louise. Golden. The message was golden there, and I loved every part of it, but I'm just thinking about Jesus on the cross as he is in the most crucible position of any person in all of history, and yet he's thinking about us, and he's modeling for us even ways to behave. That's really good to point out.